Like, measurable outcomes actually came up a lot in the idea, and we've got a couple of things that relate to outcomes. And the whole thing is about that people say, yes, we all want to work to the outcome, improved quality of life for people who use services. But what seems to happen is we get obsessed about targets, which are about how many visits we do, or not about the quality and not about the difference. So this talked about using a model such as Outcome Star. But I think their view is very much, how do we work to outcomes and how do we have shared outcomes? So it's practical because it's simple, easy to train for staff, easy for service users to access, and it's easy to demonstrate the measures. And this is talking about outcomes, the Outcome Star approach. Because different teams are trying to achieve different aspects of change for the same service user, this would join them up. Because I think if you've seen the star, as a star does, it has various points, and it's about which group of workers or who's working to achieve that outcome at that point. It would be productive because everybody would be singing from the same song sheet for possibly the first time ever. It promotes multidisciplinary work, is measurable and owned by the service user. Now, if you were combining ideas, if you had the health visitor and the social worker and somebody else involved in the family, they could all be on Skype talking about their outcomes under the Outcome Star. So it's about, again, thinking, just that Maggie made the point, ideas will be in different corners. That doesn't stop you thinking, actually, we're going to combine that together. And it might be if a group over there combines two ideas and a group over here combines two ideas, you may come up with a totally different pilot. And that's what makes it really exciting. So this is about outcomes, something that came up quite a lot on the platform.
Now, Malcolm, I hope you know how to say this word, because I've had a go. Several times. Social.
Right. I'm in a wee bit of a privileged position because my organisation has been using social pedagogy for a little while now, and I've had a wee bit of input into what that involves and where it comes from. It's a kind of European model that hasn't really been taken so far in the UK. A lot to do with the influence that it has on, you know, people's thinking in society and the way the outlook in the care profession itself. My idea was really about looking at about a training that promotes relationships and appreciating that that's the centre of our profession for everybody, no matter what we do. It's about dealing with people and how we take that on board. Having heard a lot of the ideas that's here, I see how much it fits with lots of these. I chose it in the demonstrate the difference category, but also felt that it has effects throughout the way. Basically, it's a hands-on approach which demonstrates that when we turn up on shift, we don't just turn up to with a set of keys to work, we turn up to share the young person's life. And really that outlook on the service users, we look at the great bit. We have this idea of participation, that we let people participate in their lives, but in actual fact, we're the ones that are participating in their lives. We really need to take that on board. The thing that's been really pioneering about it, current kind of UK risk aversity and stuff like that, is that it promotes risks. It questions the kind of modern health and safety. It looks at developmental risks and not letting a child climb a tree, not letting somebody experience the things that we just take as normality. And that's really a big push for where it's come from. Where it's productive is it doesn't take away from any of the current training that we do, person-centred training, dyadic development, looking at brain development and the effects of trauma and neglect on that. But it complements all those sorts of things. Where it becomes really beneficial is it changes the outlook from the staff teams and people that are working with it, because it's very experiential learning. You get the opportunity to experience with your head, heart and hands, kind of similar to how we were all lined up in the big line there with our favourite toys. It really allows this kind of reflectiveness that other times people have just not been able to experience, and hopefully get the chance to talk about it further later. Thank you
very much. Social pedagogy. Interesting idea. So integration of early years would fit with social pedagogy.
Yeah, for the same reason that it's almost part of the same thing, that the
early
years workers is very much about
social pedagogy. So. Okay, great. Thank you. There's plenty of opportunities to combine forces later. Gail, you're here, aren't you? Industry charter mark. would like to come and talk about that.
Hello everyone. Just a few words to introduce the idea I had. The subject I was answering was making a difference, and then that came down to the question, how can we demonstrate the difference that social services make? My idea was to introduce a logo for the SSSC to raise their profile. The first question was, would this be productive? I think so, because the practitioners within the centres would feel valued. The service users would feel confident knowing the staff are regulated and qualified to take care of their family member. The second question was, would this be practical? Do I click this one like that? Yes. Yes, a simple sign which is easily recognisable for service users to be familiar with when entering care centres. Nothing too expensive or it's a waste of funds. And the third question was, would it be pioneering? My answer to that is no, it is not pioneering, as plenty of government bodies have logos, but if they can do, why not the SSSC? It would definitely raise the profile, make an awareness of people being regulated with the SSSC. I have been in schools where the now defunct Chartermark government body have visited, and I felt it gave a great sense of pride and made people work towards raising standards. However, I'm not suggesting care establishments should be visited to gain the logo. It would be a symbol of quality within. I think we have enough inspections going on within early years, certainly, and probably other care services too. So there we are. That was my idea. Thank you.
Thank you. An interesting and different idea. I guess there's a lot... Oh, good. Come and show us. Come and show us.
It's something we use in early years, and it's called Getting It Right for Every Child. Mm-hmm. And we call it My World Triangle. And I was just thinking, you know, getting it right for every child, SSSC could be getting it right for everyone, depending on whether you wanted to add a bit or not. Okay. And I didn't know whether that was maybe a wee brainstorming idea.
Perfect.
Okay.
Right, can I ask then, how do you know you've got it right?
Pardon?
How would you know if you've got it right?
Well, we're working on that all the time. We have indicators on the back here. Well, we are inspected by the Care Inspectorate, and then we also have HMI, Her Majesty's Inspectors, inspecting our work in a nursery class, which is linked to a school, so we have like two sort of ongoing inspections.
In my capacity and experience, the Care Inspectorate has a limited capacity, and they can't actually make certain changes on a kind of policy level.
What I was going to say is we're going to have coffee, break for coffee shortly, and then we're going to come back and form our teams after that. So coffee is a great time for you to, if you've got any questions, the person who presented the idea, they have a chat at that point.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen, that's brilliant.
So behind the logo, there's a lot going on there. It's not just a logo, it's more than that.
Is the rope speaker enough?
Oh, we're ready now. Okay.
So ready,
and just don't want to go the empty way from the coffee again. And there's biscuits.
Don't say that. No one will concentrate. For Yvette's idea. Yvette, are you here for planning support and charting progress?
Yes,
Yes. Yvette Burgess, are you here? Or just shy? Okay. Lorraine, could I ask you to do this one then?
I'm sure she's here and just hiding because I'm sure her name badge was picked up. So, planning support and charting progress and housing support. Again, this is another one, a support about outcomes. So it's about a system that they use in housing, but they're thinking about how could it be used in other areas. So it's about better futures as a system for measuring individual progress and assists in demonstrating impact. So it links to that previous one. It'll be practical. Better Futures has already shown itself to be of practical assistance to services and those using them. It's pioneering because the range of aspects of life the system deals with is broad, so it can be used across a wide variety of services and situations. And it's productive because the system provides a way for individuals to set measurable targets and a straightforward way of charting change and stability. And in the comments, a number of people did ask, could this be used across other services? And the response seemed to be yes. So I don't know if MD actually has experience of using this within their service. Better Futures. No? Well, hopefully Yvette will show up and she'll be able to explain it. So,
brilliant. Thanks for stepping in, right?
Okay, and last, but probably not least, Marie Ross in Service Days. Marie, did you want to present this or do you want me to do it?
In service days throughout the year for all social service workers to come together. This would be practical because it would be easy to set up. Find this practical. This is a way we used to get training. We used to use it for all childcare services. We used to bring all childcare services together years ago, but in the last few years, actually, personally, my sign has all been sort of in-house training, which I think it'd be better to go back to the bringing them all together. We would all be getting it from the one person that, you know, for the horse's mouth, rather than somebody that had been diluted down and some people saying, well, this is what was said or this is what was said. And I think it's better if it all comes. So that was that. All staff within each social service sector have their service days, or they should have, but not all social service workers have certain days that they can come together. And I know that can be really hard for some people because schools and all that, you know, they have their inset. But also social workers, they need to get time off and they can't give everybody time off. Or the same for health visitors, different health multi-agencies, it's really difficult for everybody to get it. An opportunity for all social services to work in conjunction with each other. I think this would be a great opportunity for everybody to work together. And again, I'm reiterating what I said, that you're able to see the bigger picture about within the children's lives. Valuable training, and it's pertinent to the role as well. It's really important. And as I say again, everybody is getting the information straight. You're not getting it diluted. Is that okay?
Really clear. Thank you very much.